And no limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm.
Yeah. Jah guide and protect and I. Evil forces will never get me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
I see enemies falling by my side. I see enemies falling by my side. I'm my refuge when the storm comes. You be my strong rock, I'm my conqueror. You be my fortress, I'm my refuge when the storm comes. You be my strong rock, I'm my protector. No weapon formed against thee shall prosper. Every tongue rise against thee in judgment. Thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And ever righteousness is upon me, say the Lord. I see enemies falling by my side. I see the wicked falling by my side.
Yesterday, every time I love, well, you know, I wanted to test some things out, so I'm still working, still doing that, and I'm still in this area of healing and deliverance. So before I do anything, thank you, Father God, this morning. Thank you for all the wonderful transformations that I'm seeing. I am seeing you transform people in my, right in front of my very eyes. And I thank you for giving me explanations and understanding. Because you know, God, I just will not move without some kind of understanding. Because you taught me that. Thank you for helping us, your people. And God, I want to see you do an even greater work. I pray this morning in the name of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, that you will bring even more clarity and understanding this morning. You see, the worst thing the devil can do, everything he does is bad. But there's one thing he does that I find people fall victim to, because he has initiated and instigated a trap against them. Somebody in the chat room writes self-sabotage. Self-sabotage is a horrible, horrible demon, but it doesn't work like a demon, because when the enemy initiates self-sabotage against the person, most of the time, they're not even aware of it. Let's figure it out. Who in their right mind would sabotage their self? I say, who in their right mind would sabotage themselves? But one thing I've come to understand is that when people are demonized, they're not in their right mind. And they won't possess their right mind until after they take on the mind of Christ. And then even after they take on the mind of Christ, it's going to take them a while. Remember the children of Israel? They died in the wilderness. It was the second generation that crossed over into the promised land. And the reason being, it is hard. A person can come out of sin and still be bound by the effects of the sins that they were in, and still be bound by the effects and the snares and the tactics of the sin that they were in. So what's got to happen is that mindset, that whole spirit, soul, and body has to be saved, has to come under subjection to the plans, the purpose, and the will of God. And that can be pretty difficult for some people, because there's that other demon that we were born into, you know, rebellion. And what works with rebellion is stubbornness. Stubbornness and rebellion are twins. Okay. So what I'm going to do this morning, I'm going to do some deliverance, but I'm going to do it a little bit different. I need you to bow your head and pray and say, Jesus, if there's anything Dr. Erica is going to minister about, if I need it, deliver me this morning. Anything that she's going to minister or teach, if I need it, deliver me this morning. But I want you to especially ask him to deliver you from self-sabotage. even the transference of spirits of self-sabotage. Because you may say, well, you know, I'm not trying to sabotage myself, and you're probably right. But that doesn't mean that somebody around you isn't on an assignment of self-sabotage and doesn't have self-sabotage as a ruling spirit in them. Because if they have self-sabotage as a ruling spirit in them, that spirit is going to sabotage everything around it. It's going to be unloosed. And what else works with self-sabotage? Seducing spirits. And what works with seducing spirits? Doctrines of devils. So I'm not going after any specific person. I'm going after some specific demons this morning. And like I say, I'm going to do it a little different. Every time I read the scripture, post this in the chat room, I want you to say out loud, Lord Jesus, deliver me. Post that in the chat room. Lord Jesus, deliver me. I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to say Joel chapter 2, verse 32. Now, this morning, I'm working with the King James Version, the authorized King James Version 1611 Bible. So I'm going to say like Joel 2 and 32. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And then you're going to say, oh, the whole scripture. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. And you're going to say, Lord Jesus, deliver me. Right? It's going to be straight scripture this morning. Straight word of God this morning. And that is my first scripture, because this is the scripture God gave me to deliver under. 31 point something years ago. And I've been using this same scripture and adding some to it for 31 years straight, and I know it works. See, the word works. The Bible says, now you are clean through the word that I have spoken unto you. The word of God was made to deliver you. Because remember what I said yesterday? God's nature is deliverance. So if God's nature is deliverance, the word of God has to deliver you. So I'm going to do this like I say. Where's Wes? I can't see. Is Wes on here this morning? Wes. Wes, I don't know if you can, but could you dial into the Blog Talk and press 1? You see, everything we went through this weekend was straight word. It was straight word of God. Oh, you on Spreaker. Okay. Okay. Well, everything we went through in my test was straight word of God, was straight word. I wanted to see the fruit, and I saw it. So let's get started then. Joel chapter 2, verse 32, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. And your response is what? Lord Jesus, deliver me. I'm going to read Matthew 8, when Jesus was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him, and behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately, his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said unto him, see thou tell no man, but go thy way. Show thyself to the priests, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only. Can somebody post that in that chat room? Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the same self hour. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Now when Jesus saw great multitudes about him, he gave commandment to depart unto the other side. And a certain scribe came and said unto him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, the foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And another of his disciples said unto him, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus said unto him, follow me, and let the dead bury their dead. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves. But he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and woke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was great calm. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? And when he was come to the other side, into the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two possessed with devils, coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And behold, they cried out, saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? And there was a good way off from them a herd of many swine feeding. So the devils besought Jesus, saying, if thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine. And he said unto them, go. And when they were come out, they went into the herd of swine, and behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea and perished in the waters. And they that kept them fled and went their ways into the city and told everything and what was befallen to the possessed of the devils. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they besought him that he would depart out of their coast. Matthew chapter 12, verse 29. Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house for his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. Truth. 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 You are the strong man. You are the strongest man. I say, you are the strong man. And you are the strongest man. Truth, Satan, the devil, Lucifer, Beelzebub, whatever you want to call him, is not a man. Hello? He's not a man. You're the man. You're the strongest man. And the only way Satan can harm you is bind you up. Your house is your body, the temple of God. Please get this right. You're the strong man. You're the strongest man. You're the only man in the spiritual battle. Matthew chapter 12, verse 28. But if I, you, cast out devils, demons, evil spirits. Now look at this. If you cast them out by the Spirit of God, brothers and sisters, not by your spirit, you ain't no match for no devil. Don't you get it? You are the strongest man, but you're not a spirit. You have limitations. But if you cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. You need to get rid of all that New Age teaching. You need to get rid of all them lies. You're not equipped on your own as a man or woman to cast out no devil. It's all a miracle. It's all miraculous. It's all supernatural. But when you try to bring it and keep it in the natural physical realm that you're doing something, you enable them demons. Uh-oh. Matthew chapter 10, verse 8, 17. But what saith that? I hear somebody say, she wrong on that. But why are you still bound? Why your household bound? while your children bound, while your finances bound. Stop being ridiculous and believe the truth. Jesus said when they accused him of being a devil, if I cast out demons with the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. The reason you're not as effective, because they done tricked you into think you're doing something. You can't, but you can, see? Great is the mystery of good and evil. Great is the mystery of godliness. Great is the mystery of authority and power over evil. Hold 1 minute. Let me see. I think I see Wes. Wes, I got your mic open. Is that you?
Good morning. Yes.
Good morning. I want you, if you don't mind, just give a quick report to the chair line about you being used in my research and my, as a volunteer.
Oh, it was amazing. We went through, you know, the teaching, and then the anointing was just there. I was surprised, but Dr. Erica would tell me to do something, and then the Holy Spirit was just there. And Satan tried to take some of that away from me, out of my memory even. Mm-hmm. And then I, on the drive home and stuff, I got to thinking and contemplating what I had been through. And then he reminded me of my prayer for Sammy. And that had just almost escaped my mind until I was able to dig it back out. Of course, I guess I was kind of under the spirit at the time, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just amazing. And the devil is strong, you know, he's fighting back. I got about the state line of Texas and I started coughing, but then I said, well, that's just something that I witnessed yesterday, and I'm being delivered of that stuff in my body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my attitude on it, you know. It's like thrice put that on me, but I think I've got a little bit of an allergy, but I started going through this morning. I got up early and I started going through the teaching again, refreshing myself.
Mm-hmm. Through the book.
Through the book, yeah. I'm
mm-hmm.
about page 7 or 8 on it.
Okay.
This morning.
Praise God. All right. That's what I just wanted to, from your perspective, different perspective.
I didn't feel anything special, but the power was there. You know, the anointing was there flowing through me. And I didn't feel anything, you know, special off of it. But I could see the results of it.
So then it's not what you feel, right?
No. The only time I felt the Holy Spirit is when I raised my hands up and I could feel kind of a tinkling, mm-hmm. you know, coming through my wrist area. And then sometimes mm-hmm. I would feel it in close to my feet, you know, my ankles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you did feel something?
Oh, well, not at the time that I was participating and doing something. When I was in worship, I felt, you know, something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Well, you remembered how to skip, that's for sure.
Yeah. So that's another thing. The next morning I got up, I could hardly walk. I have the tendon on my left ankle that I had stretched
mm-hmm.
a little bit, and it was nearly well. And then it got healed during that service. The next morning it was stiff, and and all, mm-hmm. but it's coming back now.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. All right. Thank you. If you could think of anything else, just chime in. I'll leave it open, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Romans chapter 10, verse 8 through 17. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Luke chapter 9, verse 1 and 2. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Luke 10, 19. Can I hear you say, Lord, deliver me this morning? Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Can I hear you say, Lord, deliver me this morning? Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Lord, deliver me this morning. Matthew chapter 8, verse 16. When the evening was come, they brought unto Jesus many that were possessed with devils, and Jesus cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Lord, deliver me this morning. Self-sabotage, I resist you. I can't hear you. Self-sabotage, I resist you. Genesis chapter 1, verse 3. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. John 1 and 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Say, Lord, deliver me this morning. Mark 11:23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Lord, deliver me this morning. Psalm 107:2, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Lord, deliver me this morning. Matthew 16:19. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Lord, deliver me this morning. Psalm 17:4. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the path of the destroyer. Lord, deliver me this morning. John 14:23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Lord, deliver me this morning. Self-sabotage. Self-sabotage. I rebuke you. John 14:23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Lord, deliver me today. Exodus 15:6. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become fierce in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, had dashed in pieces the enemy. Lord, deliver me this morning. Self-sabotage. I rebuke you. I can't hear you. Self-sabotage. I rebuke you. Job 36:15. He delivereth the poor in his affliction and openeth their ears in oppression. Lord, deliver me today. Self-sabotage. I rebuke you. Psalm 17:4. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips, have kept me from the path of the destroyer. Lord, deliver me. Psalm 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Say all. 5:16-18. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud. And he shall hear my voice. He has delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. For there were many with me. Lord, deliver me this morning. Self-sabotage, I rebuke you. Psalm 91:3, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Jesus, deliver me. Psalm 107:6, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. Jesus, deliver me. Psalm 107:20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Self-sabotage. Working with the destroyer. I rebuke you this morning. And I will be delivered from your evil works. Psalm 143:11. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake. Bring my soul out of trouble. Jesus, deliver me. Psalm 144:7. send thy hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children. Lord Jesus, deliver me. Proverbs 11 and 8. The righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead. Lord, deliver me from all self-sabotage. Isaiah 33 and 2. O Lord, be gracious unto us. We have waited for thee. Be thou their arm every morning, our salvation also in the time of trouble, controlling, manipulating, dominating, self-sabotage. I rebuke you. Controlling, manipulating, dominating, self-sabotage. I rebuke you. Lord Jesus, deliver me today. Jeremiah 15, 21. And I will deliver thee out of the hand of the wicked. And I will redeem thee out of the hand of the terrible. Lord Jesus, deliver me this morning. John chapter 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus, I expect your truth to deliver me from all self-sabotaging agents, all self-sabotaging thought forms, all self-sabotaging intent, and all self-sabotaging lies. I renounce you. I bind you in chains and iron, covered with a blood covering of the blood of Jesus. The Lord God rebuke you this morning, and I bind you up, and I command you by the power of God's own Holy Ghost and the authority of the name of Jesus, get out of me right now. Go! Cough it out. Go, self-sabotage. Go, seducing spirits. Go, doctrines of devils. Go, witchcraft, sorcery. Go, get out. Get out. The thief. Go, the killer. Go, the murderer. Go, get out. Go, self-sabotage. The Lord God rebuke you, self-sabotage. Go, get out. Go, get out the mind. Go! Go! Go, self-sabotage! Go! In the name of Jesus. All the way out. All the way out. All seducing spirits. Go! Go, self-sabotage! Get out! Sabotage! Go! Sabotage from any person or spirit of divination, sorcery, wizardry, witchcraft, black magic, white magic, mind control. Go up and out. Go up and out. Loose that mind right now in the name of Jesus. Go get out the mind. Go! Get out the mind. Generational self-sabotaging agents. The Lord God rebuke you this morning. Go! Get out. Go! Get out. Go! Out! use that body. Go! All self-sabotaging lies. Negative words, self-sabotaging. Go! Get out. In the name of Jesus, I reverse every curse, act, thought, deed, hiding. Go! Jesus is light, and he's exposing you. Go! Every serpentine curse of the fulfillment of self-sabotage, go! Get out the body. Go! Get out the body. Go! Get out the body. Go! Get out the finances. Go! In the name of Jesus. Get out. Go! I break your power. I destroy your intent. I bind up all your supporting spirits. Go! To self-sabotage in the name of Jesus. Go! Out. All the way out. Go! Get out. Self-sabotage. Marriage breaking. Go! Self-sabotage. Blocking, hindering spirits. Go! Get out. Get out! Go! Self-sabotaging religious devils. Go! Go! Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Self-sabotage say you ain't going to have nothing. And what you got, I'm not going to allow you to keep it. I break this curse. Destroy the intent of self-sabotage. Go! Get out. Get out of that body. Self-sabotage say you're going to be in pain all year. Go, you liar. Get out. All the way out in the name of Jesus. Keep going. Keep going out. All the way. All the way out. All the way out of that body. The Lord God rebuke you this morning. Go! You snake. Go! And you ain't no snake in the grass. You're a snake in people. Go! Get off the spine. Go! Go, self-sabotage. I'm following this up tomorrow with the sabotaging agents of tobacco and alcohol. Tomorrow, part two of self-sabotaging, tobacco and alcohol. Prepare, I bind you right now. Prepare to come out tomorrow. Now, Father God, fill every area that was emptied out. Fill, 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 fill. Fill them up to overflowing. Fill, fill. Alcohol, tobacco, nicotine, you're on my list. To come out. Because God says, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. John chapter 8, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. With no limitations. No limitations on God. Self-sabotage, you're a liar. And today, you've been exposed. Cast out with all of your seducing spirits.
And no limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. When the sun sets free, it's free indeed. I am free, I'm free, I'm free.
Did you get it this morning? Shepherd.